Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about remove the residue. And we're coming from the book of Luke, chapter 5, verses 36 through 39. So grab your journals. Now, y'all know I love when God pours into me and gives me a word in the midst of a real life situation because I love giving y'all a story time. And that's what we have today. So yesterday, I sat down and I cleaned all of my makeup. I reorganized it. I wiped it down. You know, when you're doing your makeup, you get makeup smudges on stuff. So I cleaned it. I threw away old makeup. I reorganized it because I have just been super focused. God has given me so many new ideas for YouTube. If you guys watched the Christian Bay TV last week, you know that I'm starting a second YouTube channel that's all about love, relationships, and marriages. So go on YouTube and type in Back to the Basics, basics being B-A-E-S-I-C-S. And on that channel, we're going to be talking about all things love, but doing love God's way. Go subscribe to that channel. The first video drops really, really soon. So go ahead on YouTube, type it in and subscribe. I can't wait to dive into the topic of love with you guys. Whether you're single, dating, courting, engaged, or married, there will be videos for you on that channel that's all rooted in doing love God's way. So yesterday, I was cleaning my makeup and reorganizing my makeup because now I have to shoot content for two channels. So I've been doing a different recording and editing schedule. So I said, I'm going to do my makeup, clean my makeup, and reorganize. So there's this Juvia's Place palette that I have. It's the brown and gold palette called The Warrior by Juvia's. And it was the first Juvia's Place palette that I ever got. And when I got it, I don't know if it happened in the bag, but one of the eyeshadows in the palette like crumbled. I guess it dropped and it broke. And it's been like that since the first day that I've bought it. And I've had it for like 2 or 3 years. So yesterday while I was cleaning my makeup, I opened the palette and I saw that the one eyeshadow that was cracked, that wasn't the only one that was cracked. It was like 3 or 4 other eyeshadows that was cracked that I knew about, but I would just leave them in there because I would just dab a brush on it and still use the color. But when I opened it yesterday, what I noticed was that there was like 5 or 6 other colors that were not damaged or not harmed, but because of the residue of the broken ones, the broken colors was getting into the new colors. And even if I wanted to use the new colors that wasn't broken, I couldn't use them because the residue from the broken colors is now spilling into the new colors. So it's getting in the way of me using the whole palette. And God said to me yesterday, remove the residue. Remove the residue of what's broken. Throw it away. Don't you see that these broken palettes are affecting the palettes that are perfectly fine? The color is fine. There's no crack in it. There's no crease in it. You can use it for how long that you want. But because you won't let go of what's broken, because you won't let go of the residue of what has fallen apart, it's now beginning to affect the things that are perfectly fine. It's now beginning to affect the things that are ready to use because there's little specks and spots of residue from what is broken. So I took the palette to the trash and I held it upside down and all of the broken pieces fell out and there was still 6 other eyeshadows in it that were, I'm talking about brand new, y'all, never have been touched because I rarely use the palette because of the broken pieces. I don't want them to spill everywhere. But even that is an issue because you bought this palette to use this palette, but because one part of it is broken, now 3 parts of it is broken, but the other 6 parts you're not using because you're mixing the old with the new. If you would just get rid of the old, then you can successfully use the new and don't have to worry about the residue of the old affecting the new that's up and ready for you to use. So God said, I need you to speak to my people about removing the residue because there's some new that I'm doing in this season, but because they won't throw away the old, because they won't let go of the old is now beginning to spill over into the new. And now you're trying to just throw the whole palette away. Now you don't want to use it at all. Now you're just keeping it in the closet because of the old pieces that can really just be removed. And if you remove the residue, you'll see all the new that I've stored for you. In this season, God is saying, I need you to remove the residue. I understand that you can take the brush and still dip in it. I understand that you're so used to it being broken that you begin to learn how to live life with broken pieces. I understand that you've gotten comfortable with the brokenness and you've gotten comfortable with it being this way and you've settled for less than you actually deserve. And I understand that you just decided to be content with what you have. But God is saying, in this season, I need you to remove the residue of the old. I don't want you flourishing in brokenness anymore. I don't want you making do with what you got anymore. I want to release some new to you. But in order for me to release some new to you, I need you to remove the residue. I need you to let go of your comfortability with the broken parts of your life. I need you to let go of your comfortability with the old and stand hands open, ready to receive the new that I have for you. But the only way you're going to receive the new is if you remove the residue. Because I'm not going to release new to you just for you to mix old with it and then you're going to mess it up as a whole. I need you to remove the residue so that I can give you all of this new. And the Bible verse that God led me to is Luke chapter 5, verses 36 through 39. And I'm reading it in the Easy Translation. And it says, Jesus told them this story. Nobody tears a piece of cloth from a new coat to mend an old coat. You're not finna go to the store and buy a new jacket and then take one of your old jackets out of the closet, cut a piece of it, and then sew it onto your new jacket. Because now it's a mess. You don't do that. It says, nobody tears a piece of cloth from a new coat to mend an old coat. If he does that, he will have torn the new coat. Also, the piece of cloth from the new coat will not look the same as the old coat. And nobody pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does that, the new wine will tear the old wineskins. He will lose the wine and the wineskins will also spoil. Instead, you must put new wine into new wineskins. Also, nobody wants to drink new wine after he has drunk old wine. He will say the old wine is much better. Through this scripture, what God showed me is that there's three issues that come with residue. And the first issue is it affects how you see the new. See, if you take a piece of the old and you try to put it with the new that God is releasing, so you can't even see the full vision because you still got your vision kind of blurred because you're trying to carry the old with you. So the residue will affect how you see the new. I didn't even want to use that palette. It was 6 eyeshadows in that palette that were perfectly fine, brand new, untouched. But because of all the specks of the residue of the broken parts, I just put the whole palette to the side. And God said, no, I need you to remove all of that residue so that you can have a new view of this new palette that I have for you. I need you to see the bigger picture. I need you to get rid of that old so your eyesight can open and you can see the new that I'm releasing to you. But if you're still trying to carry this, you can't really receive that. So I want you to understand that when you keep the residue of the old and the broken parts, it affects how you see the new that God is calling you to. So you have to remove the residue of the old so that you can get a new view of the new that God is releasing to you. The second issue that comes with the residue is that it affects how you feel about the new. When we read the scripture, it says the old wine will spoil the new wine. This is an internal thing. Even though the two wines might look alike, that old wine is spoiling the new wine. It affects how you feel about the new because you still have the old. If I would have looked at that palette, I probably would have sat there and begin to feel like, well, even though it is causing damage with the new, I could just scoot it to the side a little more. You begin to reason. You begin to compromise with the old. You begin to settle for not perfection. You begin to settle for less than because you want to make a way to hold on to this old. You want to make a way to hold on to the brokenness. It affects how you feel about it when you try to keep both. Well, this eyeshadow isn't that bad. It is crumbled, but it still got a little bit of pigment to it. God said, I don't need you compromising in a season that I'm calling you out of. I want you to step fully into the new, not 1 foot in the old and 1 foot in the new. I need you to remove all residue and step fully into the new, because if you try to keep this old, it's going to affect how you view and how you feel about the new that I'm calling you to, because now you ain't appreciating the new because you're still trying to make do with the old. And God is saying, I need you to remove the residue, because if I'm releasing this new to you, I want you to fully appreciate what I'm releasing to you, not be focused on piecing together the pieces of what you used to. The third issue that residue causes is that it affects how you accept the new. The scripture says they don't want to drink the new wine because they say the old wine tastes better. Does the old wine taste better? Or is that just the wine that you're comfortable with? Because sometimes the new that God is calling you to, it won't taste and it won't feel and it won't look like the old, but that doesn't mean it's not better. It actually is better. Your taste just needs to catch up to the level that God is on. God is trying to increase. God is trying to level up your taste buds. God is trying to expand your mindset. God is trying to make you want for more. God is trying to let you know that you deserve more, but you so content, you don't allow yourself being content to make you comfortable. You know, we trick ourselves into saying, God, I'm content in every season. But if God is calling you to a new season, that's where you draw the line in being content and comfortable. You're not content, you're just comfortable there. God is saying, I made you content when I first placed you there, but when I call you out of there and you choose to stay there, you're no longer being content, you're just comfortable with the old. And I'm telling you today, I need you to remove all residue of the old because the new is waiting for you. So today's seed is stepping into the new. I'm stepping into the new, and I'm gonna have to throw away some stuff that I'm used to. I'm gonna have to throw away some stuff that I'm comfortable with because I have to remove all residue. I have to clean my palate. I have to clean my plate. I have to clean my mindset. I have to reset my taste buds so that I can fully accept all that God is releasing to me. You have to ask yourself, do you want to be comfortable or do you want to be called? Which one is it? Because if you're going to be called, that means you have to remove your comfortability sometime and step into a place that you've never been before. Step into a place that you never tasted before. Step into a place that you never felt before. Step into a place that you've never seen before. God is saying, I need you to remove all residue for the new that I'm calling you into. And you can sow the stepping into the new seed at the information in the description, $@ChristianBay or PayPal, ZelleTheChristianBay@gmail.com. Remove all residue and step into the new. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be in your presence. Father God, I thank you for using me as your vessel. Father God, I pray that this word reaches the ears that you set out for it to reach. I pray for each and every person under the sound of my voice. Father God, I pray that you give them the strength to remove all residue, to throw away the things that they've attached themselves to detach themselves from the things that they felt like in one season was leading them to the destiny, and now you're calling them to something else. In this season, Father God, I ask that you allow them to have trust in you and not the things that you've given them, Father God. Allow them to trust in your hand and not the things that they've taken from your hand. Father God, some things are only for certain seasons. So allow us to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit so that we can move when you say move and remove residue when you say get rid of it. Father God, a good thing is not a good thing if it doesn't include God. So we pray to only hold on to things that you call us to hold on to and release it when you call us to release it. Allow us to not be attached to the things that you've given us, but to stay submitted to you, Father God. I ask that you increase our discipline, that you increase our obedience, that you increase our hands to release the things that you're telling us to release so that we can have open hands to receive what it is that you're releasing in this season, Father God. Allow us to be up to date. Allow us to be in the correct season. Allow us to stay moving when you move and stay according to your timetable and not according to our own, Father God. Continue to renew us, continue to restore us, continue to refresh us, continue to level us up, continue to change our mindset, continue to show us the new that you're calling us to without the bondage or strongholds of residue. Set us free, Father God. This is our prayer today. I pray over those who sow into this word. I pray over their seed, Father God. I pray over their heart. I pray over their salvation. I pray over their obedience. I pray over their perspective. And I pray over their acceptance of what it is that you're doing in this season, Father God. I pray that they trust in you above all and lean not on their own understanding, Father God. We love you and will forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of the Christian Bay TV and podcast. I will talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye.